Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
And Cousin Seth, we have joining us again, it's been a little bit, one of our most frequent and favorite returning guests of all time. Welcome, Joe, the Christmas aficionado. Crowd.
Hello,
over.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello,
hey.
Hello.
Good now, to see you.
Cousin Seth, we haven't had an episode lately. You've been busy just all over the world, which is crazy trying to keep up with you. It's like, where in the world is Sethy San Diego these days? But
right.
I have to plug
absolutely
something fantastic that Joe did just last night. So check out Joe's YouTube channel, The Christmas Aficionado. It's like, Seth, this major monetized YouTube channel. It's taking over the internet. My wife, I couldn't even handle it. But he did last
I
night.
I see all
where
the tickers.
I was,
and everything.
Oh, you do.
They're
okay.
Running, all those monitors are running across them all right now.
He looks like Gordon Gekko, Seth, on here. Mm-hmm. But so he last night did where I was on. I was happy to be on there with Bran from Deck the Hallmark and John from Hit or Miss Hallmark and Eric from what was his channel?
The Hallmark Reviewer.
The Hallmark Reviewer, where we picked the Mount Rushmore of Hallmark actors. We had a special surprise guest on there, Chris Palaha himself, one of the most popular Hallmark actor who we ranked our number one. So it would be like having a show about presidents and George Washington calls in all of a sudden. It was very cool. So that shows you the clout that Joe has these days, too. He's just blowing up. And look at those guitars behind him, Seth. I mean, the monetization has changed his life. So check that out, YouTube Christmas Aficionado. And we are here today. Joe, it's April, but we're here because the new Hallmark Dream Book just came out, which is a sure sign of that. We're getting closer. We're getting closer to the season. So let's get right into it. So each time you hang an ornament in your home or celebrate cherished traditions or share joy with the ones you love, you bring Christmas magic to life. That's from Hallmark themselves. So we want to go through this, pick out our favorites, and share this with you. You can go to hallmark.com. You can get the PDF. I'll try to link it if I can. So you can play along at home as you look. But we're going to go through this. Check out the new ornaments. There's some fantastic ones. I'll do a screen share. We each picked our favorites. And let's get into it, gentlemen. Everybody, are we ready to roll?
I'm ready. This is actually, and this is an introduction to Seth. I mean, he's not experienced this last year. So in every April, they release the dream book of all the ornaments that are going to come out this year in Hallmark. They have two events. They have one in July for Christmas in July. It usually ties with the channel. So you can go and they'll have a select. You'll see in the dream book, it'll tell you what month it's going to come out, either July or October. Some of them come out in December because they come out late. But the ones in July will be available. So you can go to the store. You can actually... And in the dream book, if you get the physical copy, you can actually take it to your local Hallmark store, fill out the ones you want, and they'll hold them for you. Or you could just go and pick out the ones that you want, and hopefully they will have them. Because some of these sell out right away. Like, it's going to be some of them are really hard to get. Then there's also exclusive ones that come out in July. So you'll notice throughout here, they'll say limited quantities. That means that it'll be there on July. You hopefully will get one. And if not, you'll have to buy it on eBay because that's usually how that works.
Okay. But if you go in with the book, fill out this form at a Hallmark store near you, they will reserve one for you or guaranteed that.
Most Hallmark stores, I believe, do that. I mean, I again, some of them are independently owned. They're not just, you know, exclusive to Hallmark. The store that I go to, I'm going to turn mine in probably the next couple of days. And so the problem is I love it because I'll get the ornaments I want, but I also like the hunt. Like, I like going there and filling my basket and stuff. Okay. So I only, whenever I put the order in, it's the ones that I want that I don't want to miss. Otherwise, you know, throughout the year, most of these will be available. Like, it's not going to be hard to get, but there's a few exclusive ones, or there's a few that I know that will be hard to get that I will always. And those are the ones that I'm going to probably be calling out the ones that I like. Yeah.
Seth, imagine you own a Hallmark store and all of a sudden you see the Christmas aficionado walk in. I mean, you're just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think Chris is a aficionado.
I am here for my order.
That's right. I am here. So, Seth, this is your first experience, especially in April. In other years, you would have no idea what a dream book was or that it came out in April. So this is new to you.
Right. Yeah. When I first got this, I thought it was a bit of a witchcraft or some sort of dabbling in the occult. And I was like, I didn't want any part of it. It harkened back to the days of someone I had in my life many years ago who worked with
that Wiccan
crystals.
You dated? Yeah.
Close. who did some work with crystals, and they had a crystal dangling it between us and said the crystal said that we should be together. So a brick wrapped with a note around it through the window sent a different message. So.
Was that the one who spoke to birds and saw dimes everywhere, was in the coven with Robin Ophelia? Was that?
It's possible.
Okay, right. Okay. I'm a turtle.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Get away from it. I digress. But no, so Joe, it's... So you do this, you go into the store with the book and everything, you say, do this physical act of actually going into a place. And how long have you been doing this for? Is this kind of more of a tradition, or is just, it sounds like you like
actual. So, yeah, I mean, I collect Hallmark ornaments. I have, and not to brag, but I have around, I have about 600 Hallmark ornaments. They're in bins. I've been collecting since probably 97.
Seth, what about that brag? He not only has ornaments, he owns bins too. He's like your level now. Like,
I know.
Like a humble brag here. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I own green plastic bins. They're green.
And where do you keep these? Okay. In your attic? In your attic?
They're in my attic.
And,
he owns an attic. it's about eight bins of ornaments now. I mean, that's how many. Yeah, that's how many it takes. And unfortunately, I can't put them all on the trees. I always have three trees in my house.
Oh my, Seth, you. I think you might be the richest person here. This is
right.
Oh wow.
And so three of those trees are covered in nothing but Hallmark ornaments. And so I buy them throughout the year. I've been doing this. The dream book is only, I don't know how old, and they've always put out a dream book. I don't know how long they've been doing the turn in your order form in advance. I've only been doing that for the past few years because they started bringing out a lot more exclusive ones that I really wanted. So there was one year I missed out on it and I was so mad. So then I started doing it this way. Cause otherwise I like the hunt. I like going to there's four Hallmark stores within 20 miles of my house that I will to. So I used to just go and try to find what I would want. But then if I didn't get what I wanted, the secondary market is just, it just kills you because as much as and some of these ornaments are expensive, so it's like I don't want to like
got his ornament. He got his ornament on the secondary market. Almost got killed.
Yeah, so
you put yourself in a very vulnerable position in that you're meeting somebody in a parking lot after their wife has pulled a little bait and switch on you.
And the good thing about Hallmark ornaments, for the most part, and I only collect really like the pop culture ones. So these are the ones that are based on movies or TV or something like that. I do get some of the Christmassy ones, but I tend to like to focus on those ones. They hold their value. So like you can probably sell them for what you paid for originally, but a lot of them, the prices have skyrocketed over the years.
The pop culture ones in particular or all of them?
Exactly. The pop. Well, it depends. Some of the Christmas ones are worth a lot of money depending on which ones you get. Not all of them, but a lot of the pop culture ones, because there is such a let's just call it a nerd market that loves this kind of stuff like I do. The people collect it. It's like action figures, but not all of them are that way. But there are some of these exclusive ones you can easily sell it for, probably put it on eBay a year later and get double your money, because they're so limited quantities on some of these.
Wow, Yeah, I didn't. I didn't realize. Well, I guess anything with Star Wars too, things like that, you can.
Exactly.
So, Joe, I have. When you bring these out in whatever November, whatever it is, we should do maybe live on your channel a live unboxing where you take us through all the ornaments and just go through all eight bins or something. It'll be a 24-hour marathon, but I think that would be really cool. Maybe do a multi-part one, and I'd like to see them and see your face as you pull them out.
Favorites. The worst part about decorating for Christmas is it takes 3 days to do. And then it takes probably 3 days to put them away. It's because I save the boxes. You save the boxes. So you have to, when you take them off the tree, you got to wrap them back up, and then you got to find them, put them in the box. And so it's a process. Like I love it and I hate it at the same time, you know, because I love it when the tree's up, but then when I dread, like in January, having to put them all back.
I can see the put back being really bad, but the put up, it's fun. You can put on music, have some hot cocoa, spike it, whatever you want to do. And that's fun. Okay. I had no idea. Seth, this is a whole new, we've got to get to Joe's mansion and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Three trees. Wow.
It's it's four trees now, actually, because I bought a new one on clearance.
Clearance. Sure.
I know that.
This is actually a shopping tip for these ornaments. The reason why I have so many is that I always buy the ones that I want. Like, there's a select ones that I know I have to have them. Then there's ones that are like, if I don't get it, it's cool. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But if you wait until like January 2nd, they're 75% off on all the stores. And so you can actually, I bought probably 10 of them in January. It would have probably cost me about $300 or $400. And I think I got them for like $60.
And I saw your haul this year. It was impressive. Yeah. You got a lot of them, Rhea.
And I like it. Sometimes it'll be like, sure, I'll buy that one. Why not? You know, because it's 75% off at that point.
Right. It's Zach Morris for $3. Yeah, something like
exactly.
That. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost got a Zach Morris for $3. I saw it. So. Still, was $2 too much for me.
So that's why I have. That's why I have so many. Is because I'll do that at the end of the year.
Joe, is there an AC Slater one? Because you know Seth is starring in an upcoming Christmas movie with Mario Lopez. I think that'd be apropos.
There is not. And I think the reason there was, you know, they did the they had Zach in last year, but I don't think he sold very well because he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was in my experience section. Yeah.
So the reason and the fact that there is not a AC Slater this year pretty much tells us, you know, they may not make any more Saved by the Bell ones. So,
oh, wow. So no creature, Lisa Turtle coming. Darn it.
Yeah, maybe we can get a special one. We can work something with Hallmark or whatever that Mario and I can do one together. Like just pound.
Yeah, like a buddy ornament. That would sell. You would outsell Zach for sure, Seth.
The Seth ornament. Yeah.
Are there any ornament where we can get bespoke ornaments made of cousin Seth? The Christmas cousins with special guests. That would be amazing. I mean, that would be limited.
You find a good sculptor, you could easily get that started yourself. You know,
I think there's a kiosk in the mall near my house that will do it for $30.
Get yourself 3D, get a scan of yourself, and then find a 3D modeler to take that scan and make a 3D print of the Seth ornament, and then just have it and get it 3D modeled, and then you'll have a 3D print of the Seth ornament. I think it would be amazing.
I love that. Because Seth, you collect Caravaggio sculptures. I know you have a huge collection of those, but those are multi-million, so you probably wouldn't hang them on your tree. I mean, maybe you would, but I don't know.
Get a reinforced tree or something.
Last time I was visiting Seth's house, Joe, we played catch with one of his Caravaggios and a Fabergé egg. It was a wild experience. It's like insane. But that's for another show. So let's get into here exactly what's going on. So Seth's first dream book preview. I love that they do it in April, then they come out in July. It kind of keeps you in it. I myself go every July with my daughter. We stroll around, we look, and it's super fun. It's hot out and all the new ornaments come out. So I'm excited. So we each have some of our favorites that we're going to pick out, our top three here. So Joe, as the resident expert and guest, you want to lead us? If you're watching at home, go to hallmark.com. You can play along. You can look this up and see. So Joe, where are we starting with your ornament number one?
So it would be, well, let's see. It's page 57 of the book, but it would be, and on the PDF, it would be 29.
Okay. Oh, let me just say, it's broken up their catalog into Christmas Wonder, different sections. Christmas Wonder, Artistry, Meaningful Moments, Fun Gifts, Perfect Gifts, Kids and Talent and Kids at Heart, Small Wonders, and Fan Favorites. So this would be under Fan Favorites, the pop culture. And yep. You're taking us to, you said, in the PDF page 29 or 50 something in the catalog.
20, yeah. So in the catalog, if you download the PDF, it'll be 29.
Boy, are we different. This entire section, I was like, except the Nintendo, I was like, eh, I wasn't into any of these in this part. So let's see what you got.
One more bet.
Oh, okay. Oh, 59, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, yeah. Those are
I'm so 57. So I'm sorry.
Got it.
There
okay.
we go. At this page. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We have Marvel, Batman. Okay.
So the first one, I love the 1960 Batman TV show. It's ridiculous. I love it.
Yes.
I have a number of the ornaments that they've put out before, the Penguin, the Joker, Batman. The one we're talking about is the wall scaling wonders. And I love it because it's representing the scenes where Batman and Robin are walking up the side of a building. They always had these most ridiculous people that they would meet in the television show. The fact that they modeled this is awesome. I love, they've done a number of the 1960 ones, including one from a few years ago where it was giant. It was probably 7 inches tall. It was a full audio and lights and everything. And you would see Adam West, Batman and Bruce, Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, go through the bookshelf, see the poles. They would slide down the poles. The bookshelf would close. And then at the bottom is the cave and you would see Batman and Robin come down. It was amazing. It's one of the best.
Do you have it?
My favorite. Yeah, I have that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an entire ornament. I mean, it's an entire it's about 7 inches.
Yeah, it's huge.
So for those of you who are just listening, so picture the early 60s or whatever it was, the 60s Batman. He and Robin are climbing together, one in front of the other, up a building. Now, Seth, when we have our Christmas Cousins ornament done, we need this exact same pose of the two of us. You're right. Taller. You'll go behind. And we're climbing up the ropes. And at the top, maybe we're climbing towards – maybe Joe's put his hand out. He's helping us because he always comes in and lends a hand. That's the ornament right there. Absolutely.
If I can make some little modification, I'd like to see Batman's or my hands a little more pronounced. You can see them because right now they look like they're kind of just transitioning.
Leaving too much up to question.
Yes. And goosing Robin a bit.
Fair enough.
All right. This one will come out in October. I'll be putting this on my list because I think this is one of those ones that will sell out fairly quickly.
And it is cool. It will look like it's scaling the tree, which is really cool. So
yeah,
okay.
And I love it.
Excellent first choice. I like that. All right. Seth, where are you going? We're leaving Gotham City, and where are you taking us? Have you picked yours out yet, or are you doing it quickly as you look? I know you, Seth.
Oh no, this constant eyes darting back and forth is just so happening.
For those of you who didn't see what happened, Joe and I showed up promptly, a few minutes early. We're all set up. Cousin Seth comes scrambling in through the door like Kramer, food flying, just makes it. He had a very busy meeting, I'm sure, in board meetings and running his various empire and things. And now he's picking out his ornaments live while we all were supposed to do this ahead of time. But okay, Seth. So let me guess, all yours are on page one because that's all you got to.
Right. Funny enough, they're all going to be in the same category.
Where are we going, Sethi?
Or relatively close to where Joe's was within a page or two.
You can't just pick the ones Joe did. Okay.
So I had no, I didn't. So I went with a little bit of nostalgia from my childhood with cartoons and stuff like that. So I saw it. And I was in love immediately. The Tom and Jerry one.
Oh, wait, breaking news. Seth is in love, ladies and gentlemen. He just
again.
Has a clip. He is in love. And now what ornament are you picking?
Oh, that was on page 34. You thought I was revealing my love for someone named Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Sorry. Okay, page 34.
Louisville didn't go so well. And
34 of the PDF. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I always see the page number of the book itself. So what on the the book
is 67. Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Did you see there's some good Peanuts one there, guys? I'm assuming we'll be getting there. Okay. Tom and Jerry. Oh, very nice. 67, stealing sips, bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerry sitting on top of Tom's head and he's sipping out of his drink. And yeah, I was a big Tom and Jerry fan when I was younger. So a lot of
I like that. Yeah. That's a good choice. Yeah. So are you going to order this one though, Seth? It comes out in July. $18.99, which is a half pence to you relative to spending power.
I might. I don't think I'm gonna race out and get it. I don't know if that would be a real big one. I don't think it'd be a high in demand one. So but it could be a nice addition to the tree. It's
I think you have to, we're getting you to experience everything. So I think you have to go out there on the ornament debut day in July. I think you'll find it a lot of fun. There's tons of people that go there. You go and see things. They always, a lot of the Hallmark stores, like the one near me, does a lot of events and stuff like that. It's a whole thing. It's an experience.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
a great idea, Joe. I was thinking the same thing. Yes, yeah. Seth, you should go. You have to go. We'll keep you updated, of course. Maybe report live from there. That's great. Joe, you should go. Are you going to go and like interview people in line for your show? That'd be a cool episode.
You know, I kind of like just going and enjoying the feel of, you know, the feel of it. Instead of trying to like create content, like I'll show what I have my haul and stuff, but I kind of like doing, you know, just enjoying it for what it is.
Oh, that's a concept, doing it just for enjoyment and not for content. Okay.
Right.
I like that idea. Try that. All right. So Seth, you have Tom, Jerry, we have Batman. Okay. I'm going to go. Now I had a lot of fun ones. I really liked. I have to say I'm not so much into all of the pop culture ones. I like my Christmas tree, very Christmassy. Like I like my movies and I also like, where is it? My okay. I also like to see the, if I go somewhere, I get it. So that's not necessarily a Hallmark style one. So that's something that I have a lot of. But on page 19 of the book, up at the top right, this one made me happy. Very classic, called Cup of Cozy. One of their newer artists, they had that warm holiday feelings. So it's a gingerbread man. It looks like it's a gingerbread house, but there's like the ornament it hanging looks like it's smoke on top and a s'more. Very classic, very Christmassy. It's the first in a series that they're going to be doing. So there's like tons of little details, the gingerbread theme with the dollop of cream with cinnamon sprinkled on top. That's a home run for me. I want to see that on my tree. I want it to be very Christmassy. I don't want cats and mice. I don't want random men climbing up in costumes. This is what I want on my tree. Everybody, you do your own thing, but I absolutely love this one, the nostalgia of it. So that is my choice. What do you guys think? Oh, there it goes. Darn it. Yippee! I will be going. I think I will go and order this one. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
So that sound effect that you just made will be what happens when this falls off the tree, because this is a porcelain ornament. It's nice. I like it. I think I want to clarify, though, that the trees that I have, my wife has the main tree that's in our family room. That is her tree. I am not allowed to touch it. It has all the ornaments that she wants on it. A lot of that is the handmade stuff when I was, you know, when my daughter was born and she would make ornaments for us and family stuff. And she loves angels. So it has tons of angels all over that tree. The other trees are pop culture trees. So it's exclusive to that. So I have a regular tree that has all the fuzzy, warm and cup of cozy, you know, gingerbread, marshmallow, grandma feel to it. And then on the other trees, because I have so many damn ornaments, I have to keep expanding and buying more trees to make them, to fit them onto the
Understood. Dang. And I did not mean to cast aspersions on anybody who likes the pop star things. That's just not for me, but I like that. So in your house, if I come visit you this season, I will have that nostalgia corner to hang out and enjoy. And then the pop culture ones will be over there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good balance. That's why you guys have been married so long. You have your tree. I'll have my tree. It's a good marriage tip.
Believe me, she's very annoyed because she helps me put these pop culture ornaments, the trees up with all these ornaments. And, you know, she kind of just gives me the dirty looks of like, are we really going to do this again? Really? All these ornaments we're going to put on the tree. I mean, but I think she likes it when it's up, it's great, but yeah, she.
Right. Joe, what does she think about the other things you collect? Because you have some really beautiful Beetlejuice memorabilia, not from the movie, but the character from the Howard Stern show and some other things. What does she think about all these toys and various collectibles you have around? You're like Ralph.
Well, I had all this stuff before we got married, and so you know, she's well aware of it. Although she has not seen the Beetlejuice head yet, so because
it's in her house.
Well, she's been away for a few days, so when she comes back and she comes into my office and sees the Lester Green Beetlejuice head, that'll be a discussion, I'm sure.
Joe, can you put it on like the nightstand and just film her reaction? I think that would be fantastic.
I think she'll be disturbed by it, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah. It's rightfully so. Okay. So, Joe, you're up with number two. You have Batman and Robin was your first one. What do we have for number two?
So we're going to go back to the fan favorite area because I think you're going to find most of the stuff that I want is in that section. So if you go to page 64 of the book,
let me get to it as the drums roll. Look at that. I hit the post. Page 63, 64. Okay.
Okay. So
this is a nerdy page. This is a really nerdy page.
It is. One of my favorite movies from the 80s is Ghostbusters. I love that movie. I remember watching it 1,000 times when I was a kid. They have the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man climbing Dana Barrett's building, and they are roasting him with the proton guns, and this will most likely, it says it lights up and plays memorable moments from the film. So most likely what will happen, the proton pack, the lasers or whatever comes out of it will have the sound, and it will probably glow, and it'll have, it'll probably have, you know, Peter Venkman saying something or something like that. It'll probably say something like, oh, let's roast them, you know, and then you'll hear the sound and stuff like that. And you'll hear Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, you know, screaming in agony because he's getting burned. but I love this. I think it's amazing. It's a great part of the film. The thing I love about Hallmark movies is they're not afraid to just take little moments from all these films and recreate them as an ornament. And this is by far going to be one of my favorite ones, and this is one I will put on my list to have reserved for me so that I can make sure I get them. It may sell out pretty quick depending on how cool it is, you know. That's the, like, I think once people see it hanging in the stores, because that's the other thing, when you go to the store, Seth, they're going to have all the ornaments on the wall, and you can push the buttons and listen to them and take a look at them. So it's a whole experience. It's great.
I love it. Yeah. Seth, what do you think about that one?
That was actually one of the ones I picked, because I too loved that movie. I remember seeing it in the theater, and the scene where very close to that, but I don't know if she's in the tub or something. And there's something you're building up to it. And I remember it was a very intense moment in the movie. And I'm like, Calgon, take me away. And I remember the theater, people in the theater started laughing. Like, oh my God. I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm like, wow, I can make people laugh. But I love that movie. So yeah, that was actually going to be one of my other picks though.
So. Wow. So that's your pick number two, unless you have another one you want to grab as a backup. I didn't even know you liked that movie, Seth. I have to admit, I think I only saw it once when it was originally out. I should go back and watch it. I know people love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Sorry, Joe. I saw your face. Disgusted.
Well, we have talked about this a number of times. And it as much as this podcast is about Seth's experience of Christmas and bringing him into it, there's a podcast that has to happen called Chad Has Never Seen, and basically going through every single movie, TV show that I love and have seen a million times. And Chad has like, maybe I saw that. I don't know. I don't really know. It seems like you don't know any of these shows.
Right, pop culture. Well, Seth can attest to this. Seth, you know my lifestyle. Like, I spent the morning surfing. As soon as I'm done, I'll be out in a boat till dark, and then I'll just pass out. I'll read a little bit. There's no time for any TV in there other than Hallmark Christmas movies. That fills my pop culture, I guess. But I'm interested to learn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the reason why I don't go onto the beach is because I sat and watched TV all the time.
That's the alternative.
Yeah, that's what, when Seth lived out by me by the beach, I would drag him out of the house a bit. Come on, we're going to the beach. He's like, but the Simpsons are on. I'm like, no, we're going. Let's go.
I was like, you couldn't have found a worse time block. Like, well, it's kind of dependent on the tides, not necessarily your TV programming schedule.
Right. So eventually, one day, there will be a podcast called Chad Has Never Seen, and it will be an introduction to show Chad how amazing pop culture, television, and movies really are. So
yes, I know I've missed a lot, and I do enjoy it. So I think that would be fun. We'll definitely have to keep that going. I like it. What is it, Chad?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Chad's never seen.
Under Chad's rock, live from
Right. Yeah, that could be your rock, or you've been
right.
I think I might have a little more pop culture understanding your experience, but I don't know that it's vastly that much. So
it's like a reverse of the Christmas Cousins podcast. It'll be pop culture cousins or something. That's cool.
Right.
And Joe and Seth, you guys take me through. Okay. Because I'm like, what's a Dr. Spock? Is he was he an orthopedist? What is he? So right. I have a lot to learn.
Just look at the page. I mean, the Lord of the Rings. I know you've never seen that. Have you seen Jurassic Park?
I don't know. I may have like the first
Terminator one, but... 2.
Yes, I've seen Terminators, but once. Okay. I've seen them once. Yeah.
Gremlins.
Yes.
Okay. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I did. I watched Stranger Things. I like that.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
There's one. The rest of the page, Wizard of Oz, I don't like. The Wednesday Addams, I haven't seen. Schitt's Creek, I haven't seen. Lord of the Rings, that's I haven't seen. I have a vague notion of what's going on this page, but I have seen Picture of Perfect Christmas 18 times. Yeah, amazing, inimitable John Coors. So I do have some stuff to watch here. Okay, we'll get there. So Seth, are you picking a separate one, or you're going with that? I'm fine with that. Our timing is as normal, a little off. So
yeah, I'll go with that one. It's okay. And as far as would I get it? I like it. I don't know. That might be an impulse buy when I'm there the day of. But yeah, I don't think I would go and reserve that one. I've also, in my travels of recent, I've been picking up ornaments different places. So I can showcase one of those right now if you'd like. I could, we could do that.
Let me find the breaking news. Hold on. This is why these shows go so long. Look at all these. Okay, here we go. Breaking news, ladies. Gentlemen,
and now for the moment you've all been waiting for.
Wow, Seth. Okay, so Seth on vacation has picked up some ornaments.
This one I'm very excited about.
Or Seth, should we do
about?
This during the, because we're doing a recap of your trip, maybe we should do it then and stick with Hallmark with this one. You think?
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. In keeping with regular form and fashion for us, we were going to stay completely on track and.
Yeah, exactly. And we know Joe has a busy day counting his ornaments and his trees later. So he doesn't have all day, Seth, you'll be swimming through your money. Joe will be counting his ornaments. Yeah.
And Chad has to get on his boat.
for you out there, get on YouTube, get monetized. You too are right. For Christmas trees.
Eight bins, Seth. Eight bins. Yes, filled.
Eight is fine.
So what do we? Oh, I have not. So I'm up then. Okay. Number two. Now, this one I think I would get in honor of you two. Because otherwise, like I said, I wouldn't really get the pop culture ones. But this one would make me smile every time I saw it. I'm trying to see what page it was on. It was, here we go. Oh, where'd it go? Maybe you guys saw it. Wow, look at this. They have like some Halloween ones. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. The Surfing Snoopy. Now, I love it. I don't generally want the surfing stuff. I keep my surfing life and my Christmas life very separate. But because of you guys showing your love of Peanuts and then the surfing vibe and the two of them having a good time, I can't find what page it was on. Maybe you guys saw it. But I think that was my number two. Oh, there it is. Page 32, Surfs Up Snoopy. It made me smile. Joe, you made me become a bigger fan of the Christmas special, the Peanuts Christmas special, after rewatching that. So I think I would like that one on my tree. That's a good one. What do you guys think about that?
So I'm not a big fan of a lot of the Peanuts ornaments. I have a few of mm-hmm. them. I think it's because they're 3D rendered almost, you know, and it's such a flat 2D TV show. So it always looks weird to me. But I think if you like surfing and, you know, and we've talked about Peanuts a number of times on this show. Unfortunately, no Spike. Although
I know,
there is a Spike Hallmark ornament from years ago, I believe. Look on eBay.
This is breaking news.
I would be surprised if I was wrong on that, but I'm almost positive there was. But I think that's the thing with the Peanut characters is they like to put them in different doing different things, and so you have Sally skating on this one. And Snoopy surfing. Sure. Why not? You know, I think if you like it.
Okay. I'm seeing one. It looks like this is Spike. Vintage Peanut Spike. Oh my gosh. Let me see if I can share the screen. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. Let me see. Can I share it? Share this tab instead. Let me see. Can you guys see it?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's not necessarily a Hallmark one, but that's
look at this beauty. Look at this, Seth. It's like looking at your back, your tattoo. Maybe, you've got to get this $40. Look at that. Wow. Used. Okay, so this is Spike.
What was it used for?
Good question. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Okay. So anyway, they do have it. That's fascinating. Seth, order it. All right.
Okay. And maybe I can fill in mine with some color. Maybe now I have a color scheme to base it off of.
Seth, I'm sending you the link in the chat if you want it. So it's there. Okay. So, okay, good to know, Joe. So you're not a huge Peanuts ornament fan. I would get this one because it's the worlds colliding. You guys and surfing and Christmas all together. It's not very Christmassy, but this one made me smile. So that was my number two choice. Joe, you're up for number three.
Okay, so I'm going to direct you to my favorite page in this entire book. Make sure I get to it.
Let's play Hashad Seen It again on this page.
Page 60.
Okay. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Okay.
Star Wars everywhere.
Star Wars is my life. You know, it has been the movies that have fueled my, love of space and science fiction and everything. I had a heart. There's one ornament here that is a definite, but I'm going to tell you that I'm probably going to buy almost all of them that are on here. Maybe with the exception of like the Princess Leia pop one or the, cause that to me, I don't really care for that one, but, the one that I'm going to be buying and the one that is definitely
can we
number
guess?
One.
Can we guess?
I want to guess. Okay. Go ahead, Chad. Go ahead.
It's tough. There's two that I'm thinking, but I'm thinking on the right side, K. It looks like Chewbacca and they're all stuck in some kind of a room. I think that would be light up and do things. That seems like a fun one if you're a Star Wars fan. Seth, what do you think?
I think that one's cool. I like that one as well. I think it's going to be a little cumbersome. But my eye immediately went to the packaged, it's letter N, the Darth Vader vintage figure ornament. It's in the plastic packaging.
It's made to look like,
yeah, that one is awesome.
I didn't even see that. That is awesome. Okay, good call, Seth. What do you think?
The Chad is right. Kay, that is, and in some room, Chad, that is the garbage smasher. When they rescue Princess Leia, they get caught and Princess Leia shoots the vent open and they all jump down into the garbage masher. And while they're down there, the masher starts to close. And Luke Skywalker has to call for C-3PO to shut down all the garbage smashers on the detention level. And this ornament is going to be moving. Like, those sides are going to come in. They're going to have sound. It's going to have lights. Oh, wow. It's going to tell a whole story. They've been putting out these big, giant ornaments. And I know you said they're cumbersome, and they are. They don't hang on a tree very well. They're super heavy. The last year they put out, or not, well, maybe it was last year, but they put out, yeah, it was actually last year. It was Han and Carbonite and on Cloud City. So he would go down and then the Carbonite Han Solo would come up. Amazing ornament, had all the sounds and everything. This is going to be, this is the number one ornament for me for this year. I can't wait to get this one. However, all the other character ornaments, I love to collect those. And the honorable mention is the face off with Darth Vader, which is number M. That is for the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, which I don't think Chad saw.
No, but Joe, look at the quote on the screen. Did I nail that? Is that the right quote?
Thanks for sure. We're going to be a lot thinner. So who says that?
Han Solo says that.
Oh, okay.
I just looked it up as you were talking.
When's the last time you watched A New Hope?
When I was in college, when the Jar Jar Binks one came out, that's the last Star Wars I've seen. So whatever number that was, 4?
That was episode 1, 25 years ago. Because if you look over...
I'm saving up.
So if you look over next to that ornament, you'll see that little icon. It says 25, episode 1. That's because they're celebrating episode 1's 25th anniversary this year. And so
it's time I go.
It's time to watch episode 2 is what I guess what I'm trying to get at. But episode 1 is coming back out in theaters next month. So you have to go see it.
Okay.
But
you guys come to North Carolina and I will see it. Oh, and speaking of Seth, 25 days until you're here, my cousin. How wonderful is that?
Very excited.
So excited. I do a countdown. Now, Joe, my Seth and his son are surprising my daughter when they're showing up 2 days early, earlier than expected. So that's big news in the family. So I know my daughter, if she's not listening, so she doesn't listen to the podcast, so we can say it here. Seth, that's very exciting. 25 days, and Joe might join us. And if he does, we're going to watch Star Wars from a boat on a surfboard. Nice.
Okay. Well, this sounds like quite the adventure.
So, but as you can see, Chad, I don't think you know probably almost any of those other characters that are on here.
Okay. So. Let me see. I know, that's not Yoda. That's Grogu. So that's not him. Grogu. Okay, I know. I like the C-3PO and R2-D2. I love the vintage figure Darth Vader. Obviously, mm-hmm. Obi-Wan, Darth Maul. I've heard. I'm Darth Nihilist. I know Darth Nihilist. The rest look like a knockoff Star Wars characters because I've never seen them. Boba Fett. I know Boba Fett.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
But that's not Boba Fett. So
it's not on the left. Bane. It's Cad Bane.
So in the top right corner, letter J, the merriest house in the galaxy table decoration. So that's not an ornament. I think it's $135. Like that's.
Yeah.
What is it? Performs a synchronized sound and light show to movie music.
Yep. So they created this one as an ornament years ago, and I have that as an ornament. But this one is now bigger, and it sits on a table. So it plays music and lights up and does all sorts of stuff. Like, it's pretty impressive the amount of light shows that these ornaments do. This year it seems like they're re-releasing a number of ones that were ornaments but now larger as tabletop displays, because truthfully some of these ornaments are so heavy that they don't hang on a tree. Like that garbage masher, that's not going to hang on a tree. That's going to probably have to sit on like a table next to the tree.
It's kind of cool because you can customize, you know, I've always seen those like an old village or something, like an old town, and it lights up and you can buy like the different pieces and do a big display of them.
Did you see Padma Amidala ornament too? So that's one of with which I'm very familiar. Padma, huge, huge Padma fan.
Padme. Padme.
Padme.
Padme Amidala. Do you know
the limited quantity of Padma, though?
Do you know who
Padma? I'm a turtle.
Do you know who Padme Amidala is?
I mean, who doesn't? Really, you know what I mean?
So it was the third leader of the.
She's the mother of Luke and Leia.
Was she at the Potsdam conference with Stalin and Churchill and everybody? Or I'm thinking of a different historical event. She's Leia's mother.
Luke and Leia's mother. Yeah. Her and Anakin get married and then they have two children, twins, Luke.
Wow.
And Leia.
I have a vague, now I do recall they were brothers and sister, Luke and Leia. So yeah, I will go back and watch.
Chad's never seen a podcast coming to you soon.
That's right. As soon as daylight savings time has more darkness at night, I'm in. Right now, I've got to take advantage of the daylight. But okay, so where are we, Seth? You're number three, I believe. Yes. You're third. Yes.
I
said short episode, in and out.
Mm-hmm, right, exactly. Yeah, we're under the hour mark.
Feels like we've been only going for 5 minutes.
I passed this one. Completely overlooked it because it's sided next to one that I really don't know anything about other than it's a movie. It's on page 34 of the, I guess, the PDF.
Seth is looking, Joe, I am curious, Star Wars or Star Trek? It seems like your clear favorite is Star Wars, correct?
Star Wars, yes. That is my favorite.
Sorry, Seth, I had to find out. Okay.
That's okay.
Seth, what do you have here?
Actually, we're back to page 67 of the dream book.
Oh, 67. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hold on 1 second. Oh, got it. Okay. All right. That's same page as before, Seth. I think you're cheating.
Yeah, but I didn't even see this. And I was on this page and I had gone away from it multiple times. In the top right-hand corner, right next to the Mean Girls Burn book, there is the car from Dumb and Dumber.
That is awesome. I didn't see that. That's great. The Mutt Cuts van, they call it.
Yeah, it almost blends into the table. That thing is great. That one I think I would probably get.
That is good. So Seth, you would get it because you like the movie. It would make you think of the movie. You're not thinking Christmassy. You're just thinking this is fun to look at. I like it a lot. That's what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Okay. I do love that movie. That's great.
Wasn't it Christmas time when the movie takes place, when they're in Aspen?
No. Salmon Fox, like the women of Capistrano.
No, but his last name is Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
Right.
His name, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So there's a tie-in.
I like this one a lot too. I think this will be one of those ones though. I think I will wait to see if it's available like after the holidays. Because it's really just a car on an ornament. There's no real like animation or lights or sound or anything. So I like that. I do think it's cool, but it's not one of the ones that I'd run out to get. Just an honorable mention, just real quick. The one on this page that I'm definitely buying is the Kevin Malone from The Office with the chili. So, you know, I love that show, and it will most likely play all the clips of him talking about his chili. So,
right.
That's
honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. Two good ones. The Burn Book's fun too. A lot of good ones on this page, actually. There are some other honorable, there are a lot of honorable mentions, but the Nintendo ones are cool this year too. They have the Boo, which is a new one, and the Mario collecting the coins. So those are fun. But go to the very first page, is it one in the catalog? No. Where is it? Oh, where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Page 7 on the upper left-hand side, if you could see, we have the Santa's Seaside Carnival. Now, this looks like a town I want to live. This looks like the town I'd like the Hallmark movies to take place in. This is like, I don't know, there's a whole seaside. There's a boardwalk going on. It's like if you combine New England and Christmas and the beach and a lot of fun stuff. It plays I Saw Three Ships. It's got a lot going on. It comes out in July. $64.99. So Seth will be getting this for me. I got you. It's above my budget there. It looks like a heavy ornament, a lot going on. It's got a lighthouse too, a huge tree. This one looks like fun. I want to visit here. I kind of want to live in that ornament. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts? Your thoughts. Your thoughts.
They've been putting out these ones of these little village areas for the couple of years. And I have a couple of them. This one is really cool. It looks like what will happen is that there's somebody sled riding in the upper part, and it's probably just going to go around and around. And then at the bottom, it looks like there's maybe a polar bear water skiing. I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing.
Like pulling him around.
Yeah. It looks like a boat, but maybe yeah.
Or he's shoveling. Clearly the designers ate mushrooms and designed this because this is like a yellow submarine going on. There's a lot. Yeah, is he shoveling something? Is he being pulled on something?
I think maybe it'd have been like he's water skiing through icy waters. Maybe that. I think that's probably what that is.
And he's a polar bear, so he's good. Yeah. He's fine.
And it'll probably play music. It'll have lights. Those things will move. It'll have lights. I don't think the Ferris wheel will move, but maybe I'm wrong.
This looks like a fun one. I like Seth. Yeah. Is it giving you a Jersey Shore Christmas vibes there?
Yeah, for sure. I really like it. I was wondering if I think it probably just lights up, but it looks like there's maybe water coming out of the tunnel.
Seth, the polar bear goes through that tunnel. There's a gym, there's tanning, and there's a laundry place. So it's full Jersey Shore ornament. He does it right there. Mr. and Mrs. Snooki. Yeah, dressed like Santa. So that's probably
That's crazy that they did that in an ornament style.
That's right. One day we'll have to do a whole episode of the people on the Jersey Shore cast that Seth has dated, but that is for another episode. Jay Wow and Snooki, we're looking at you. Possibly, maybe, allegedly, maybe not.
Yeah, because I'm not the typical Gorilla Juice head, you would think.
But
nowadays.
You're very fit, Seth. You're very fit. Don't be so humble.
I do like laundry, and I frequent a gym. So,
yes. But you are not tan. I've almost never seen you tan, Seth, even when you lived at the beach. Somehow you avoided sun. It's interesting. You're reflected.
I always think back to that when we went to for spring break to South Beach. Yes. other cousins and some, I guess, fraternity brothers.
Yeah.
And going to the beach and taking off my shirt. And it was just like,
in South Beach for spring break with my brother, another cousin, two of my fraternity brothers. We're all going down to the beach to look cool. We've all planned it. We're all tan and in shape. Cousin Seth walks down, throws his shirt off. He's got pale skin, freckles, and a spike tattoo. That's what he's showing in South Beach. The beach was, they could not believe it. They flocked to him. He was so charismatic and magnetic. It was amazing. They forgot it all about all of us once he took a shirt off, and it was reflecting. The sun was actually reflecting off your skin, and we were getting extra suntan from it, Seth. What a trick.
Right. It was great. Got us VIP access and everywhere. We were having drinks with NHL players.
That's right. We were. It is fun having, we had your bankroll for it, Seth, so we could go and do whatever we wanted. So that was fun. So, but that's another story. That's called Tales from Not Christmas, the other new podcast coming up. But Joe, I know your inbox is piling up. We've been on a long time. And Seth, I know you've got to go swim through your gold coin pool, and I've got things to do as well. So we are going to end this episode. I love the Hallmark Dream Book. Check it out, Hallmark.com. Check out Joe, Christmas aficionado on YouTube. Fantastic new content he's putting out. He wrangled us all last night and put out a great show, the Mount Rushmore of Hallmark Actors, with Chris Palaha, special guest, which was very cool. And of course, check him out. That's at Christmas Aficionado YouTube. Email us, ChristmasCousinsPod@gmail.com or at ChristmasCousinsPod. Thank you, Joe, for joining us. This was a lot of fun. Yeah. I know we kept you for a while, but it went fast. No.
Well, you know, it's as usual, you know, half hour means an hour. So
I tried. You guys are too enjoyable to talk to. What can I say? But thanks so much, everybody. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
And that's Cousin Joe. Attic.